Hey Tigers, it's October 8th, 2020, and welcome to The Growl, presented by Your Tiger Times. I am your host, Emma Livingston, and today we will be having a special FaceTime interview with soccer captain senior Ian Zitney to talk about the undefeated team. We will then talk about a new segment called Trends Report. Trends Report will be discussing different trends from around the world, and in this episode we will talk about jeans, mullets and perms, and TikTok. We will then move on to a world sports update from sports editor senior Owen Lewis, and finally finish it off with a COVID-19 update from staff writer senior Garen Bunker. Keep listening to hear about our undefeated soccer team. First up today, we are going to be meeting with senior soccer captain Ian Zitney. He is also a member of the Tiger Times. Thanks for coming on, Ian.
I'm thrilled to be here.
How are you feeling that your team is undefeated this season right now?
I mean, obviously, it's really nice. Like, being in the position we're in is more than ideal, more than what we could ask for. But we're not really focused on record. We're just focused on getting better after every game. Our real hard competition's coming up, so we'll see how that goes.
The next few games you have coming up, right, you have Kenston. How do you think that's going to go? I mean, this is our school rival.
I mean, obviously hoping for a win. Every team we play the same. We come out with the same mentality. We start the same way. We generally just do the same stuff. Just make sure we're working hard. But, yeah, that is a big game for us.
And then how do you feel that you could play Bay Village in your final game, which you both could be undefeated?
I'd say it's probably more exciting than nerve-wracking. At the end of the day, it's just one more regular season game. We're really just trying to get up for playoffs by that point. Better competition means we work harder, we get better. It's exactly what we need right before we start playoffs.
Right. And then what has been your favorite memory of the season?
The bus rides are always fun. Messing around with Fisher, always fun. I don't know. Our practices have been a lot better this year than they were in the past. I don't know. That's about it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on, Ian. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
I've loved being here.
Next up, we're going to be introducing our new segment, which is the Trend Report. Trend Report is where we are going to be talking about different trends from around the world and discussing our opinions on them. I'm going to be talking about the trends today, but I'm hoping to have some new voices next week. First up, we're going to be talking about jeans. Jeans recently have come back into style for men more than women due to the fact that COVID-19 has pushed people to stay at home. And while since Zoom calls only present the upper half of the body, the lower half of the body can be left to jeans rather than work pants. I believe this is more of a casual thing. It's in between dress up, but it's not wearing sweatpants. And I think men don't really like jeans because they can just wear khakis and that's more comfortable. But women do, in my opinion, prefer jeans because, yes, they're comfortable, but it's not like we have to get a dress on. We're going to have some different opinions on jeans next week. Next, we're going to be talking about the mullet and the perm. This came back within the quarantine portion of COVID-19 due to the fact that people couldn't go to hairdressers. The mullet was a way for people to be able to keep hair out of their face while also having a stylish look. In my opinion, I do not think this is a good look. I actually prefer the perm, which is basically curling your hair. And I think the perm looks good on multiple people, but the mullet can only look good on some people. But either way, it was very innovative of people within this quarantine to come back and be able to do their own hair. And finally, we're going to be talking about TikTok. TikTok is an app that allows creators to make dance videos and talk about their life a little bit. And recently, most people have becoming, what are they saying, TikTok famous. TikTok famous is the term where people are making money and having a career off of TikTok. Now, I believe this is promoting like a dream for some kids, and it's really unrealistic. I mean, many people believe that they can get TikTok famous, they can drop out of high school, they don't need to do anything. But I believe this is unrealistic and that TikTok is promoting this. The app in general itself is good. It's entertaining. I mean, it was almost taken down by Trump, but in a way, I believe that TikTok is a way for, it was an outlet for people in quarantine, but I believe it's providing an unrealistic future for kids. Thank you for listening to our first edition of Trend Report, and we hope to see you next time. Next up, we have World Sports with sports editor senior Owen Lewis, and then a COVID-19 update by staff writer senior Garen Bunker.
In sports recently, the Seattle Storm has taken a 2-0 lead in the WNBA Finals. Baseball playoffs are going on right now with the Yankees taking a 1-0 lead over the Rays, winning 9-3. The French Open in tennis is in the quarterfinals right now, with Nadal and Djokovic still remaining in the tournament. In the NBA Finals, the Los Angeles Lakers are leading the Miami Heat 2-1, with more games to come.
Hello, this is Garen Bunker bringing you your COVID update. In Cuyahoga and Geauga County, there are 18,745 cases and 714 deaths, compared to 7.49 million cases with 210,000 deaths in the U.S. and 35.5 million cases and 1.04 million deaths worldwide. So the deaths have reached over a million. So far, there are 5 vaccines approved for early and limited use worldwide. These vaccines have not been completely approved, but experts say there's a possibility for full release this fall. Trump has recently been diagnosed with coronavirus, yet he is fine and has been discharged from Walter Reed Hospital and has returned to the White House.
Thank you, Garen, and thank you for listening to this installment of The Growl produced by Your Tiger Times. Come back next time for more information on school, sports, and more. See you next time.